Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is naturopathic Dr. Ludovic Brunel, and we're discussing gut health and probiotics. And Doctor, can you take us on a journey through the gut? If we were a probiotic, take us on that journey through and show us the different stops along the way where maybe probiotics might be of some benefit. Now, I know that's probably two shows just right there, but can you briefly walk us through?
For sure, yeah. So, you know, a very quick summary would be that probiotics, you know, there's bacteria found in the mouth, in the stomach, in the intestinal tract overall. The intestines obviously are where there's the highest concentration, especially the large bowel where a lot of fermentation occurs. But if we take a probiotic, so let's say we're using a powder, some of those bacteria can start having a beneficial effect even in our mouth. They can decrease the risk of having cavities. They can help for bad breath, for example. And then let's say we did use a powder. Hopefully we took that with some food, and then that buffers the acidity in the stomach. So the acidity that's usually around 1 or 2 with food, especially protein, usually will increase the pH of at least 3 or 4 anyways. And then some of the bacteria will be killed off by the acid and the enzymes that digest, kill off bacteria. But some of it will make it to the small bowel. As soon as it enters the small bowel, the pancreas releases a lot of enzymes, the pancreatic enzymes, basically, that help us digest the protein, the fat, and the carbohydrates. It also releases some bicarb and things that buffer or decrease the acidity from the food that's exiting the stomach and brings it neutral pH. And then some of the bacteria would then enter the intestines, and that's where it starts doing more of its role in terms of digestion, in terms of decreasing inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract, improving the gut membrane or the gut lining, releasing, so it would digest some of the sugars and then release more of the lactic acid in the large bowel. It helps produce all kinds of nutrients, including B12. They also help to metabolize and prevent the absorption of cholesterol, but they also help in terms of the production of some neurotransmitters, especially one that's called GABA, which is usually helps to calm the nervous system and reduces things like anxiety and depression. So, and then specific bacteria will be more important in specific area. So if we look at the small bowel, for example, things like the yeast Saccharomyces boulardii will have an important role. Some specific lactobacillus reuteri, for example, would be one that has an important role in the small bowel. And then the bifidobacteria, the lactobacilli, would basically help to maintain healthy gut flora throughout the intestinal tract.
And then even into the colon too, isn't there?
Yeah, and the large bowel, again, is where the majority of the effect is going to be shown. And there's different lactobacilli, the rhamnosus, for example, the lactobacilli acidophilus is probably one of the most well-known bifidobacteria. So, for example, the bifidobacteria longum is quite well-known. KCI, lactobacilli KCI, will help digest some of the lactose and the casein and help prevent symptoms associated with lactose intolerance.
You mentioned the development of GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. Can you expand on those developments of those different neurotransmitters that are being created as a result of the probiotics and the gut?
Yeah, so more and more research is now showing that probiotics can have an effect on preventing depression, anxiety in humans. And so we see that with healthier gut bacteria, critical neurotransmitters are regulated, have better regulations. And we think that one of the main ones in terms of this, what's often referred to the gut-brain axis, is GABA. But there's others, including serotonin, acetylcholine, and those can be produced by probiotics. And so probiotics can help regulate our mood through their effect in terms of the production of some of those substances in our gut.
So is that all being developed in the fermentation process and these gases that are being created?
Partly that. It's also partly that they block the production of more pro-inflammatory substances that are associated with more harmful bacteria.
Okay.
It's an area where there's still a lot of ongoing research, but through the fermentation process, the gut produces many of the same neurotransmitters as the brain. Again, things like dopamine, GABA, serotonin. And we do say that, in fact, about 90% of the serotonin is made in the digestive tract. And so there's very significant benefits to having a healthy flora in terms of regulating our mood.
Yeah, even our mental health overall, would it?
For sure. And there's a bit of the chicken and the egg there as well. More stress, of course, can cause digestive issues and an upset stomach. Having that healthy bacteria will also help us.
And then, again, in the previous show that we talked about the immune system being built in the gut.
Yeah, so the gut is one of our primary lines of defense. The bacteria that goes in the gut is going to be destroyed partially by the stomach acid, but it's broken down in small pieces. Those small pieces are presented to the immune system so that it can get practice and learn and start identifying things that are potentially dangerous for us. By introducing probiotics and introducing some bacteria, the immune system gets more practice and it helps protect us in terms of autoimmune problems, which are becoming more and more problematic for Canadians.
You also mentioned 18% of Canadians with IBS. Now, there's different forms of IBS. How do probiotics help?
Yeah, IBS is very common. It's something that I see all the time in practice. The main symptoms are bloating, constipation, or diarrhea, depending on the type. Or it can be mixed, meaning a combination of both. And with IBS, the gut is healthy. If you look at the gut, if you do biopsies, everything looks normal. Everything is functioning normally. The problem is that the microbiome is unhealthy. And so the bacteria in there is producing a lot of gas, which leads to bloating. Motility is affected. Often the pH will be less acidic, and so we end up with an unhealthy environment that produces gas and distension and pain. And it's really disabling, it's very unpleasant, and probiotics are one of the most effective strategies for those patients because we want to outcompete and change the bacteria in the gut so that we end up with less gas being produced, less bloating, and fewer symptoms related to IBS.
New Roots has a formulation for women's health. A lot of women experience UTIs and yeast infections. Can you talk about that formulation and how that would benefit?
For sure. So, there's different bacteria in the gut. There's different bacteria in our mouth. There's also bacteria colonizing the vaginal canal. And so New Roots has a product called Femina Flora. And it's a vaginal ovule, so it's essentially a suppository. And basically it helps to reintroduce some of those healthy bacteria, especially the lactobacilli, increase the acidity and prevents things like yeast infections or bacterial infections. And it's a very effective product. There's good research supporting its use. And I think it's underutilized, to be honest with you.
So it's creating that rebalancing of the biome.
For sure. Just simply taking probiotics can be helpful. It helps to maintain healthy gut flora. It helps decrease inflammation. A lot of UTIs are caused by transfer of bacteria from the bowel to the urinary tract. And so by using probiotics and decreasing the risk of things like diarrhea, for example, we can minimize problems in the first place. But a product like Femina Flora by New Roots, I think, offers the advantage that it delivers the bacteria directly where it has its effect.
So diverticulitis, colitis, and Crohn's, those are more serious gastrointestinal issues. probiotics helpful there, doctor?
Absolutely. I think in terms of balancing the immune system and preventing autoimmune problems like Crohn's and colitis, I think that's where probiotics can have a huge impact. And so in patients that have autoimmune problems, I will often emphasize the importance of supplementing for them, but also for their children and their other family members. We have the highest rate of Crohn's disease in the world in Canada. And, you know, it's a problem that's very common. And probiotics help to decrease inflammation in the bowel and will help to decrease the frequency, but also the severity of relapses in both ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. So absolutely, probiotics should be used in those cases. In the case of diverticulitis, which is quite common, especially in seniors, we end up with small pockets in the bowel. Typically, it's a problem that will occur if there's constipation for a long time. So again, probiotics could potentially help to prevent that from occurring in the first place. But if a patient has developed diverticulitis, then it helps to decrease inflammation. It helps to prevent complications. Of course, fiber can also help a lot. Soluble fiber creates a gel and helps keep everything together, and it prevents food from getting embedded in those smaller pockets in patients that have diverticulitis. But I think both probiotics and fiber are extremely useful.
Yeah. Well, sometimes hear of travelers getting Montezuma's revenge. What can they do?
Yeah, so traveler's diarrhea is very common. You see that 10% of travelers to Mexico, for example, will have traveler's diarrhea. One of the main problems, of course, is things in the water. And so you can be exposed to bacteria in the water, things like E. coli, and it causes a reaction and leads to diarrhea. It can also be just from changes in terms of what you're eating, the amount of fiber, the amount of potentially dairy and lactose when you travel somewhere else. By using probiotics, we prevent that from occurring. And so, as I was mentioning earlier, probiotics prevent harmful bacteria and other organisms from getting attached to our gut and having their negative effects. And so by using probiotics, we can protect ourselves from potentially very unpleasant vacation.
Yeah. Doctor, it's been a real pleasure having you on our show. Do you have any summarizing comments? We've come to the end of our time.
For sure. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be there. I really feel that probiotics can affect our health. I can have profound effects in terms of improving health. I think especially with the pandemic and everybody's social distancing, there's been less stimulation of the immune system. And I fear that that's going to have some serious repercussions in terms of autoimmune problems. And I do feel that this is a very important time to be using probiotics, and I recommend that most people use them.
Thank you, doctor, for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. Our guest today was naturopathic doctor Ludovic Brunel. Probiotics are essential for overall good health, but not all probiotics are created equal regarding potency, diversity, and quality. There are different strains specific to different ailments. Probiotics are important for digestion and extracting nutrients. They improve our immune health, the production of neurotransmitters to manage anxiety and depression, and so much more. To re-listen to this or other interviews, visit thehealthyhabit.ca and click Interviews. So visit The Healthy Habit on St. Clair Street in Chatham and ask us about a probiotic specific to your personal needs. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.